Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are welcome to join us here. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria.
Phones are open. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, some pretty disturbing news out of the European Union, where they are now targeting cryptocurrency wallets. They're trying to...
Oh, I saw that. They're basically, like, in private wallets.
Trying to outlaw, yeah, basically non-custodial wallets and anonymous cryptos, as I understand it. We can talk about that coming up here. And your calls and thoughts, though, coming first. We're going to go to the phones. Also, nobody wants to talk about the latest Pfizer data dump that has come out that was supposed to take 75 years to be revealed. They were forced by a court to start letting the data out every single month, some large amount of it, and you've been eyeballing some of it. Nobody's. Well,
I've seen reports of people who have been eyeballing it. I haven't looked at it directly.
So we'll get into that as well. And apparently, Aria, you've got a story about fear-mongering regarding the bird flu now.
Yeah, we're all going to die.
The latest thing. But first,
we knew that.
We go to Sam.
Yes, but the media didn't seem to get that memo.
Oh, wow.
So, we go to Sam in Ohio. Go ahead, Sam.
So do you think after the Ukraine craziness, bird flu is going to be the next thing? Is that what you guys were thinking? Because I was almost thinking it was going to be environmental. Like, we had COVID, we had Ukraine. Seems like something's next.
Honestly, I don't think
they can do another pandemic right away. I think I think too many people have gotten hip to the lies from the last pandemic. They're going to have to come up with something newer.
I just don't see the U.S. surviving that long, man.
Oh.
You think the U.S. is going to go down real quick, like, you know, kind of Soviet Russia style?
Yeah, I think in 2 or 3 years at the most.
Going to fall like the Berlin Wall?
But the entire USD is built on, you know, U.S. global hegemony and the USD being the world reserve currency, and all of that's evaporating at an alarming rate, and a rate that should be alarming to the average American.
Mm-hmm.
Because without any of that backing, the USD is just worthless sheets of paper, and they're going to learn that very... very quickly.
Yeah.
Well, when all those dollars that are held in foreign reserves come home to roost, it's going to be a lot of inflation. Sorry, go ahead, Sam.
So, Ari, are you talking about the new deals that Saudi Arabia is inking with China in terms of the dollar hegemony?
I'm talking about everything that's happening in regard to the USD right now. As far as I can tell, looking at it from, you know, as far back as I can stand, the USD has already lost its place as the world's reserve currency.
Things are certainly starting to change on the world scene about that. We know Russia is now demanding payment in rubles from quote-unquote unfriendly countries for their gas and their oil. That they wanted to put into place by the 31st, but due to bureaucracy being the way bureaucracy is, they didn't get it done in time, so it may take some number of weeks now before that actually happens. But, of course, that's a big deal. We're starting to see the cracks in the dollar hegemony. That's for sure. But, Sam, you think it's going to be something environmental?
Yeah, I think what they're going to do is like how they locked everybody in their houses for COVID. Oh, you need to stay home because there's too much CO2. You need to stay in place and not drive to prevent the temperature from not going up 3 degrees.
What about other people who think it's going to be aliens, a faked alien invasion? That's the most popular one that I've seen out there in conspiracy circles. Is that, next, they're going to fake an alien invasion.
Well, Paul Krugman said that would be good for the economy.
Well, I mean, they already kind of did try aliens with the whole Area 51 invasion thing that they did.
I don't think anybody was really concerned that Area 51 was an invasion.
Yeah, it was just a bunch of trolls, right?
Area 51 is a theory about
people going there.
Hmm?
I mean, the people who are going there are saying that they're going to attack Area 51.
Oh, I remember that from a few years ago. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Mark Edge was talking about going out there for that thing and then ended up not.
Yeah, I suspect the vast majority of people who were going out there for that thing ended up not.
That's exactly right. Almost no one went to that. Thanks, Sam, for the call tonight. There definitely were some people talking about the theory that the whole COVID lockdowns thing would be used again, but for environmental excuses. I mean, that's
right.
Definitely been something that a lot of people have suggested. Of course, the environmentalists themselves use the lockdowns as, you know, supposed evidence of why this needs to happen more often. They say, oh, well, look, well, while people were locked down, the amount of pollution went down, so therefore we should have lockdowns all the time. So there's definitely people on that side of the, you know, the political scene who do want to use that.
Then let the doors be shut upon them so they can play the fool nowhere but in their own house.
Is that Shakespeare?
Yes.
But I don't know. I mean, first of all, the Ukraine thing, who knows how long that's going to go on for, right? Like Afghanistan with the U.S. went on for 20 years. Now,
I get the feeling that the Ukraine thing is already almost over, though.
You think so?
That's the feeling. From what I see in the news, right, Russia is withdrawing and Ukraine is celebrating. And like, oh, my God, there's so many war crimes committed by the Russians, which, by the way, I lost the article about it, but apparently there was they found some swastika carved in a rape victim in Ukraine, and they're blaming the Russians for this.
Hmm.
And that's insane to me because the Russians kind of have a little thing with Nazis where they're not a fan of them based on some stuff that happened in the 40s.
They like their own brand of fascism much better.
Yeah, well, they do. Well, so do Americans. But there's absolutely no circumstance that I can imagine where a Russian soldier is, like, carving a swastika into someone.
Yeah.
That's insane. Maybe as a false flag.
Unless they thought they were a Nazi. You could carve a swastika into somebody because you were a Nazi, or what was that movie where the Jewish underground fighter was carving swastikas into the foreheads of Nazis?
Ooh, I don't know.
I can't remember what that was called.
Well, it could have been somebody who was, like you said, false flag, somebody on the Russian side pretending to be like, oh, well, the Ukrainians would do this, so therefore we're going to carve a swastika. And, of course, that's what a lot of the back and forth is between Russia and Ukraine is it's a bunch of finger-pointing saying, oh, well, he did this. No, he did this. And that's the latest. Actually, I've got a story about that.
Well, and probably they both did that because war crimes are part and parcel with war.
And on both sides, absolutely.
Yeah. It's very much like that super Spider-Man meme of all the Spider-Men just sitting there pointing at each other.
Yeah, that's
Ukraine.
Bonnie, our producer, says you're thinking of the movie Inglourious Bastards.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly the movie I'm thinking
Tarantino,
of.
I think.
Yes.
If I recall correctly.
We have a producer now. Awesome.
Yeah. But here's
that's very productive.
Here's another example of this. The news about some of the latest headlines coming out of Ukraine is this butchering of civilians allegedly by the Russian troops. You know, they're being accused now of war crimes. And of course, a week ago,
I thought that was just war. Isn't that what people do in war? They kill people?
Yeah, it is what people do.
But when you kill the civilians, it's supposed to be a crime.
War is a crime.
And Moscow had claimed that they weren't there to kill civilians, that they were just there to, quote-unquote, denazify and demilitarize the Ukraine. But according to RT.com, the website that most of the Western world does not want you to read, they say that Moscow is going to convene an extraordinary meeting of the UN Security Council over an incident in the Ukrainian town of Bucha, B-U-C-H-A is how it's spelled. Russia's deputy permanent representative to the organization, Dmitry Polyansky, said on Sunday, Ukraine has accused Russia of massacring civilians in the town, while Moscow is dismissing the incident as having been staged by the Kiev forces.
Mm.
So who really killed the people of Bucha or Bucca?
There may not even be anyone dead, right? They may be faking all.
It's all crisis actors. Get Alex Jones out there.
We just don't know at this point. The Russians are blaming the Ukrainians. The Ukrainians are blaming the Russians. And, you know, we really don't have any way of knowing who's telling the truth. And does it even matter?
Well,
It does. Yeah. Why? It'd be nice to know who killed some innocent people.
Well, if the Russians killed these particular innocent people, or the Ukrainians did, that doesn't mean that the other side is suddenly less guilty of killing other innocent people.
True. No, it just means the side that did it is more guilty.
There's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts. The number is 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. And your predictions about what sort of quote-unquote crisis will be coming next. Is it environmental? Is it another bird flu? Apparently there's bird flu in the news now, and Arya's going to tell.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology. Offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open here. You can join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Bring up anything that's on your mind. And in the studio tonight is Ian.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Aria.
And don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. You can head over to Bitcoin.com and learn about some of the basics regarding cryptocurrency. And that is an important thing to do if you're planning on getting involved. I saw a statistic, I think it was like NBC News did a, like a half-hour-long piece about Bitcoin recently.
Wow.
Yeah, Holland Cook posted it on his Twitter profile. That's how I found it. And so I wanted to watch it just to see, you know, what's the mainstream media saying here? And one of the interesting statistics that they shared was that it was, I think, about 20, just a little over 20%, so roughly one out of five Americans have purchased or at some point had some sort of holding in cryptocurrency at this point.
Wow.
That's surprising.
So that's actually a really good percentage as far as considering we're 13 years into this experiment. To have one out of five Americans saying that they've already been involved is pretty, I think, excellent.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to learn the basics, you should go over to Bitcoin.com, and they can help you out with that. Just head to Bitcoin.com, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once again, that's Bitcoin.com. Plus, if you are not brand new to crypto, you can go to their news section over at news.bitcoin.com to get the latest news headlines as well. In fact, we're going to get into a story about cryptocurrency and the European Union apparently beginning a crackdown on private wallets. We'll talk about that on the way here, but we are talking right now about...
You will own nothing, and you will be happy.
That's what the World Economic Forum wants you to believe. And so we're going to get into this bird flu thing, plus some of the latest revelations from the Pfizer data for people who hadn't been paying attention prior to the Pfizer data coming out, because apparently it's backing up all the things the quote-unquote conspiracy theorists were saying.
Yeah, most of what Pfizer is saying is would get them kicked off social media.
Right. Just a quick story here from RT.com about the war crimes that apparently happened in Bucha, which is, I guess, a Ukrainian town.
Is that near Bucharest?
Not clear. I actually don't know where it is, but apparently there were some civilians who were allegedly massacred in the town, and the Ukrainian goons are saying it was the Russian goons, and the Russian goons are saying it was the Ukrainian goons. Russia is now demanding a meeting of the UN Security Council to be convened as of today. They say they will bring to light the presumptuous Ukrainian provocateurs and their Western patrons, said the Russian spokesperson. Graphic footage from Bucha, a town to the northwest.
How is it? I really want to know, how is it that we finally live in a world where information can travel across the globe instantaneously, where people can record stuff live as it's happening, and yet we're still sitting here asking, which one of these people do we believe? There should be video evidence documenting that one of these sides is a liar. But here in the age of information, with everyone having a cell phone, we're still sitting here.
What if they butchered everyone, though? I mean, I get your point, but what if they literally killed everyone?
Surely somebody will put out a phone and live stream.
Well, you get butchered, then, you know, you've got a live stream.
Right. Yeah. This is really starting to bug me, because we would have had exactly this amount of information if this had occurred in 1932.
Well, the problem is a lot of the internet infrastructure is controlled by governments and beholden corporations, which all corporations are beholden to the government for their very existence.
One or the other,
government is the mother of all corporations.
True.
And it's also the only corporation with a license to kill. But
and a monopoly on violence.
But if you look at the original design of the internet, okay, the internet was first designed in the 60s, and there was a big concern about nuclear war. And so one of the design considerations was that you had to be able to nuke any six American cities without taking the internet down. Mm-hmm. That was the original design of the internet. And you couldn't easily get on the internet in those days. The only way I could get on was to break into Unix boxes at the
colleges, right?
Yeah, University of Michigan School of Engineering. It was like learjet.engine.umich.edu was the one I usually used. They were all named after planes. But then in the 90s, okay, either Bill Clinton or Al Gore said information superhighway, and those of us in the know said, oh, we've already got that. It's called the internet. You just can't legally use it. And they turned over at that point the backbone of the internet. They created a backbone for the internet, which was originally decentralized, where each business or university would have connections to like four or five other businesses and universities. And so if you took any one of those out, it didn't matter. The thing was a mesh. Okay, we talk about mesh networking now. Well, the internet was a mesh.
What changed?
What changed is when Al Gore said information superhighway and they started popularizing the internet and normal people started being able to use it, they turned the internet over to the major crony phone companies: Sprint, AT&T, MCI, and I actually worked for Sprint on an internet project back in the day. And they built a system where there are hubs scattered through the United States. Interestingly enough, there are six hubs. So if you nuked six American cities, which I think are
Great, but it doesn't explain why no one in Ukraine has video of, you know, these atrocities.
What they did is they created a controllable system out of and on top of, I think, a mesh system. So it's the internet is no longer decentralized, and that means that internet contact can be stopped. If you cut off the major ISP in an area, most people won't have internet access.
But this is why Elon Musk did all of that virtue signaling about setting up Starlink in Ukraine.
Yeah, and it would be really interesting. But you're right, I cannot imagine that this was going on and nobody pulled out their phone. Because at least in America, whatever something weird is going on, everybody pulls out their phone. And that's how we get the video of atrocities by police officers.
And we haven't heard of any internet outages. I mean, except for early on, there was apparently a limited one very, very early in the initial alleged bombings. And then there was actually a lady that called in that said that they had service restored the next day. So we certainly haven't, you know, again, not that we're there, we don't know what things are really like on the ground. Maybe they did flip off the internet in this town before they went in and decided to just start massacring people. That is a very realistic possibility.
I'd certainly like to know. Something has to have happened in a technical sense. Either that or they're scrubbing the internet way more effectively than they used to.
We're going to continue here. Your call are welcome.
Or it didn't really happen and there was nobody there to live stream.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions: silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Chair Durbin, the votes are 11 yeas, 11 nays. It's a tie vote.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is deadlocked on the nomination of federal judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the U.S. Supreme Court. Democrats hold a razor-thin majority in the full Senate and will pull procedural levers to call a confirmation vote. Jackson is expected to be confirmed by the full Senate later this week. Russia's invasion of Ukraine enters its second month, and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan warns Russia is preparing to prolong the conflict if they achieve any military success in eastern Ukraine.
Russia could then use any tactical successes it achieves to propagate a narrative of progress and mask or try to discount or downplay prior military failures.
This is USA Radio News. Police in Sacramento say they have made an arrest in connection with Sunday's mass shooting. The police chief saying Dandre Martin was taken into custody on charge of assault with a firearm and other charges. SWAT members and detectives also served search warrants at three other homes. President Biden is touting efforts to boost the trucking industry and help relieve supply chain gridlocks. Speaking at the White House, Biden cited an ongoing campaign to recruit and retrain qualified truck drivers. The president also once again falsely talks about his truck driving experience.
I used to drive a truck. It's a long story. Anyway, and I thought I was going to get to drive one of these suckers today.
The president saying in Minnesota and Pennsylvania that he also was a truck driver, and there's no evidence he was ever a truck driver. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 103 points to close at 34,921. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about this alleged butchering of people, supposed civilians in Bucha, appropriately named, butchering in Bucha, where there were allegedly graphic footage came out over, I guess, the weekend in a town northwest of Kyiv, showing multiple bodies clad in civilian clothing scattered around. Kyiv was quick to blame the Russian military for the incident, with Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba alleging that it was a, quote, deliberate massacre. He said the Bucha massacre was deliberate. Russians aim to eliminate as many Ukrainians as they can. We must stop them and kick them out. I demand new devastating G7 sanctions now, he said on Twitter.
It's interesting that what the Ukrainian guy is saying is, I want sanctions.
Mm-hmm.
What Putin is saying is, I want people to convene and look at the information. Now, that to me bolsters Putin's credibility and damages Zelensky. Of course, most people will never hear what Putin said. Then that to me damages the credibility of the United States and the rest of the world governments.
Yep, I tend to agree. And, of course, the Western politicians were quick to back Kyiv's claims, with NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg branding the incident, quote, a brutality against civilians we haven't seen in Europe for decades. He said it's horrific and it's absolutely unacceptable that civilians are targeted and killed, and it just underlines the importance of this war must end, and that is Putin's responsibility to stop the war.
Who was it that said this?
This is the head of NATO.
Okay, so the same organization that killed all of those journalists that, you know, got Julian Assange famous for, right? What was it? Operation Collateral Damage?
That was the
collateral
damage United video. States, not NATO.
Well, this is the one of the same, right?
The U.S. is involved.
The U.S. is probably the... I would say that they are a leading participant in NATO, but... But the Iraq war was more specific. NATO didn't technically go, because NATO is the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, and their mandate is basically only in Europe. Although they have bombed Africa, I think there have been NATO operations in Africa, so I may be wrong there.
So I'm willing to bet that this NATO leader, though, he's American.
With a name like Jens, J-E-N-S, I don't think so. Stoltenberg? Doesn't sound like
American.
Yeah,
it sounds kind of Scandinavian to me, or German.
But either way, you know, we are still dealing with politicians, and they are not honest people. Of course, again, not to believe necessarily the Russians, but I think you make a great point here, Nobody, is that the Russians are saying, all right, let's look at this. Moscow has rejected any involvement, accusing Kyiv of staging the whole affair to frame Russian troops. The country's defense ministry said Russian troops pulled out of the town on March 30th, with the local mayor confirming this in a video address a day later, without mentioning, quote, any local residents laying shot in the streets, unquote. The purported,
which is the sort of thing one mentions.
The purported, quote, evidence of the incident emerged 4 days after the withdrawal, when Ukrainian intelligence and, quote, representatives of Ukrainian television arrived in town, the military added, stressing that multiple inconsistencies show the affair, quote, has been staged by the Kyiv regime for Western media.
It would be interesting to find out the nature of the population of Bucha, because, you know, the big question there, if a government's going to do that to their own people, they're probably going to choose what is locally considered an undesirable minority. So it would be really interesting to find out if there is anything notable about the population of that particular place.
Well, it sounds to me like it was just staged entirely, like there was no massacre. They just brought in a bunch of, you know, fake corpses or corpses that they shipped in from somewhere else, and they just threw those out in the streets and got the media to film it.
Well, that would be easily unraveled, because all you would have to do is find out who was living there and then locate those people if they're still alive.
Yeah,
somewhere.
But the West isn't going to do that. They're just going to condemn Putin. And Putin's going to be like, no, evaluate this. But Russia can't send in, you know, an independent team to investigate the facts.
I think they do have RT journalists down there. So I believe that I've seen some RT reports filed from Ukraine. So they can, I believe, send their reporters in there. They're obviously at high risk of something happening.
I mean, they can send it, yeah, but they can't send in, like, a U.N. investigation team. Like, you know, in theory. Like,
well, that's why they want the U.N., isn't it?
Yeah, that's normally what one would do in one of these situations, but the West is never going to allow it because they're just ready to condemn Putin.
The West doesn't always have the ability to stop the UN from doing things, although they do have they do have a veto over the UN Security Council. But I don't know if they could stop the investigation from going forward.
Well, time will tell, and yeah, I just wanted to bring this up. It's the latest allegation against the Russians from Ukraine, and of course the Russians are saying the reverse is true. So again, we don't know what is true when it comes to what's going on over in Ukraine. However, we do know that the Western media and the Western governments of the world do not want you to hear the Russian side of the news. So that's why I think it's important to present it, because they simply are not getting a fair shake.
And we also know that the United States government is guilty of war crimes, and we know that
they never get sanctioned
Biden
for it either.
has done nothing to uncover and prosecute those war crimes,
right.
that Donald Trump did nothing to uncover and prosecute those war crimes, that Barack Obama did nothing to uncover and prosecute those war crimes. So basically, we know that this is, that whenever Biden talks about war crimes, that he is complicit in past war crimes, at least, and that he has zero credibility. It's the pot calling the kettle black.
It's worse than that, though. Not only are they not doing anything against those war criminals, they're going the opposite direction and punishing people like Julian Assange and Edward Snowden and people like that for, Bradley or Chelsea Manning now, for revealing the truth about the United States government and all of its evils. And again, people around the rest of the world have not sanctioned the United States over its invasion of Afghanistan or Iraq.
And they should. I mean, yeah. As an American, I say, sanction our government. Weaken them, please, in any way that you can.
But it doesn't weaken them. As we've seen, sanctions only affect the people for the most part.
I don't know that that's necessarily the case. I mean, happy people don't generally revolt.
That's
unhappy
true.
People revolt.
And but has that ever happened? Has it ever happened where sanctions
people revolted?
Due to sanctions.
I don't know that people have ever revolted only during sanctions, mm-hmm. because if you sanction a popular government, then you're going to create a bunker mentality. But I think sanctioning an unpopular government could definitely,
it didn't flip
easier.
Venezuela.
It did not flip Venezuela.
And that was
and
a powder keg.
Flipped,
it should have.
Cuba either.
Yeah. It didn't get anywhere. They didn't get anywhere. The CIA's guy didn't even have a chance down in Venezuela.
Yeah,
but
I've never been a big fan of punishing innocent people for things their governments did.
I agree.
I agree with you in general, although I feel a sense of responsibility for the actions of the United States government, because although I've tried to stop them, apparently I haven't done so effectively.
We have no ability to stop them.
Yeah, what can we do? I mean, we speak out about it, but they're going to keep doing what they do until it comes crashing down. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Bird flu, the next fear-mongering exercise. Aria's got a story about that on the way.
For the birds.
And then also that'll tie into the more information from Pfizer that nobody wants to share with us. Coming up tonight. And also a European Union, another crackdown on freedom from those folks against the crypto.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. It is Free Talk Live. The phones are open. You can join us here. And the number for you is 603-283-6160. Ian, Nobody, and Aria in the studio tonight. You can join us online. Anytime you want, head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy features like our social media platform, which we run. It's on our server. It is a open source, free software, federated system, and it works pretty well. You can head over to social.freetalklive.com. It's a lot like Twitter in how it operates, except it doesn't have the big evil megacorporation behind the scenes. In fact, I know nobody wanted to talk about the Twitter news today, and that is that Elon Musk has purchased over 9% of all the Twitter stock, apparently.
And I find that interesting because, you know, Jack Dorsey, who is a huge Bitcoin advocate, is focusing on Square, and he's actively trying to pull away from Twitter to focus on projects that he's more passionate about.
Did you see, speaking of Jack Dorsey, did you see his sort of, I don't know if you want to call it a mea culpa, but he spoke out recently saying he regrets his role in centralizing the internet?
No, I'm not surprised to hear that, though. That sounds like Jack Dorsey. Right, this is the same guy who sat through all of these Senate hearings looking bored, right? He's being interrogated by the legislature of the United States government. He's sitting there bored.
Yeah, there is, you know, I've been thinking about Elon Musk and his purchase of Twitter a lot, and it occurs to me that it's almost impossible to spawn a Twitter replacement right now, because what
Trump failed miserably at it.
What Twitter provides is an audience. Okay.
Sure. Well, they've been around for more than a decade.
So what if Trump and the investors in Truth, instead of trying to start their own platform, had bought Twitter stock? Okay? And just as Elon Musk did. What if a whole bunch of people, large and small, formed a coalition of free speech advocates and bought up an interest in Twitter? They've already got 9.2%. The thing is, once you have the board, and remember, most of the people who own Twitter stock because they want to make money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And what Twitter is doing is anti-profit. They are alienating a full half of the population of the United States. That makes them much less profitable than they potentially could be. So it makes sense as a business proposition, and it makes sense as a moral proposition, I think, to replace some of the people at Twitter.
Then we could get them to add "Don't be evil" into their corporate policy.
It takes more than policy. You have to put good people in place. And
again, my point was that
Google in a corporation than in a government.
My point was that Google used to have that, right? You know, Google started out with a policy of "Don't be evil," and they had good people. And now look at them.
Now it's terrible.
Yeah. They're completely evil. I don't see any. Trying to get Twitter to not be evil is like trying to get the U.S. government to follow the Constitution. It's just never going to happen.
I disagree, because the U.S. government is answerable to nobody. Not me, the other nobody. And they have a license to kill. Twitter doesn't have a license to kill. Twitter doesn't have the ability to rig elections, okay? Shareholder regulations are not
secret ballots. They kicked off Donald Trump. That's pretty close to having the ability to rig an election.
They have the ability to rig U.S. elections, but they don't have the ability to rig their shareholder votes, because shareholder votes are not done by secret ballot. You know exactly, it's published, who voted and how they voted, and if people's votes are recorded in some way other than the vote they cast, they can stand up and say, "No, I didn't vote that way." That's why secret ballot is a terrible idea.
How much does anyone know how much Musk had to actually spend to buy 9% of Twitter stocks?
Well, the easy, you'd have to look up the market cap, although the price of Twitter stock has risen since he...
It's gone up about 25%.
So basically what you'd want to do is look at the market cap of Twitter.
Apparently $40
billion. Okay, $40 billion. Reduce that by 20%.
I got 73.5 million shares. Okay, worth about $3 billion is what I got.
That was what he paid in?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
About $3 billion.
So that's
a pretty tall order. I mean,
it's a tall order, but the thing is, 1,000 people putting in $1,000 each is $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A billion people putting in $1,000 each is $1 billion. Okay.
Yeah, but then I have to trust 999,999 other people.
Not really. You would have, if you were going to buy the stock and give the proxy to Elon Musk, for example, you would have to trust Elon Musk.
Mm.
Well, I would have to trust these at least 500,001 other people to not do things that are antithetical to free speech, right? I'd have to trust that they were actually...
Because
that's what it means, that they're shareholders, too. They can affect the outcome of the... They can affect corporate direction just as much as I can.
They certainly can, but you don't... But you know that there will be stockholders who are opposed to you in this. So you don't have to trust all of the stockholders not to be opposed to you. You have to know that some of the stockholders will be opposed to you, and that those are the people you're working against.
It sounds like it would be better for me to just have my own social media platform instead of trying to convince, 499,000 people to be pro-free
speech. Well, the problem is when you tweeted... Then what you would get is something like, we already have that. We have several. We have Shire Social. We have Freekeen. We have the Matrix. And we have, I can't think of the name of our Twitter, or of our instance of...
The Mastodon?
The Mastodon.
It's social.freetalklive.com, and we've got all of about 400 users, and probably only a fraction of them are actually active.
Yeah, and that's the problem, is you create an echo chamber where you're talking to yourself, or you're talking to people who agree with you.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, nobody. You've got an interesting proposal, and at the same time, I also totally am where you're coming from on this, Arya. It's like, I don't want to get into a fight with a bunch of other stockholders over how to run this mega corporation. If you've got somebody like an Elon Musk who can come in there with billions of dollars, it is no big deal to him. What's he worth? I don't know, hundreds of billions or something like that. He can come in there and drop $3 billion, like, you know, no big whoop. And if it all goes away tomorrow, it's not the end of the world for him. I think a lot of people wouldn't want to put money into a corporation that they don't agree with, on the hopes that they might be able to change it someday.
Yeah, and that's the biggest point of resistance that you're going to come up against. But
because couldn't a Musk? I mean, Trump botched up the Trump Social. There's no doubt about it. In fact, I actually had it in show prep today about how it is, quote, doing even worse than you thought.
It's been taken over by white bots and spammers and stuff, hasn't it?
Wouldn't surprise me. I mean, as we were discussing earlier today, Mastodon is, which is what Trump's using, has zero spam control.
Right.
So it's got a lot to be desired, and I guess they didn't fix the problems when they spent months editing the code of Mastodon in order to release this thing later on. So yeah,
I'm really curious as to what they spent their time doing, because, you know, the logical thing to do if you're starting that is, you know, you're going to be a target. Mm-hmm. And so what I would have been doing, just like you can write Telegram bots, there's no reason that you couldn't write Mastodon bots. And they have Telegram bots for spam control, so you should be able to develop Mastodon bots for spam control.
It's open source, so you should be able to put whatever you want in.
Exactly. And the infrastructure is already there. At worst, you'd have to add the ability... you'd have to add the equivalent of administrator privileges so that the bots would be able to delete things or ban accounts or whatever.
Well, we'll talk about, because, you know, like I said, I've got the story here, and they got some of the numbers, which are interesting, like how many people are actually there using the Trump Social thing after roughly a month and a week of it having been around.
He didn't even post to it for the first month, is my
understanding. Posted once on the first day, and I believe since then has not posted at all.
What the hell is he thinking?
I don't know. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We got more coming up. Hour 2 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.